We'll start with our meditation. We've been working with pranayama and intentional breath practices the last few weeks, so I'll give a few suggestions in that direction as we get started. It's always the case with the meditation instructions, but particularly with instructions that are more energy oriented and that maybe arouse energy like breath energy. A little more than just passive sitting. Really the invitation on everyone to work with those just only in a way that feels really supportive for you. So you could do any of these practices in a very, very gentle way, in a somewhat more vigorous way, or abstain altogether. And the default practice for as always, is just mindfulness of breathing itself, or mindfulness of the body, or sitting in open awareness with sounds and experience rising and passing. So, welcoming everyone to practice together in a way that's most supportive and nourishing. Coming into a meditation, cultivating breath and clarity through the whole body, starting with the posture. Whether we are sitting or standing or lying down, this is a suggestion towards stillness and toward the felt sense of the central column of the body being long and well supported. So if you're sitting on cushion or bench or floor, the suggestion is to have the knees well supported so you have a wide base of support that allows the bowl of the pelvis to tip forward slightly if possible, letting the low back rest into its natural curve, softening the postural muscles of the belly and the back, letting the heart float over the hips, over the center of the hips, and the center of the head to float over the center of the heart, which may mean letting the head incline just slightly back toward the wall behind you, dropping the chin, opening through the base of the skull. This can feel a little odd at first if we're used to the crouched forward posture. And the same balance is true if you're in a chair or standing. Balancing the three centers of gravity in the body, center of the pelvis, center of the chest, and center of the head. And one sign that we've found that balance or something like it for the moment is that the breath may deepen naturally on its own. A few full breaths in and out to clear the slate of the day and the week so far. And come into this body's life in intimacy with the world, in the world of this very unfolding moment, changing, pulsing, breathing. I'll begin walking us through some instructions on mindful breathing and simple breath cultivation, or pranayama. Do as much or as little of these instructions as is right for you. Always feeling for the sense of energy being comfortable, vibrant, inviting, delightful even. And begin with the first four instructions in the Anapanasati sequence, mindfulness of breathing. Becoming aware of the breath moving in the body. Aware when the breath is moving in and moving out. So we bring the breathing process to the foreground of our attention. And then becoming aware of what it feels like to breathe long, really understanding the long breath. So breathing through the nose if possible, a long, slow inhale, and a long, slow exhale. And then continue in that way, finding a rhythm of long breaths that feels like it gently amplifies and spreads the breath energy through the body without bringing in strain or any difficulty. You can think about the long breath as pouring in through the nose and down into the body like filling a vase. Filling out the bowl of the hips, and then the belly, the ribs, and the upper ribs. And breathing out, relaxing shoulders and upper ribs, lower ribs, belly, and the pelvic floor. And breathe in all the way down to the pelvic floor, filling the whole torso, all the way up to the shoulders. And breathing out, emptying and relaxing from the shoulders all the way down to the hips. Take a couple more long breaths if that feels good. Part of tracking the long breath is feeling the whole length of the breath, from the very beginning through the middle of the breath, all the way to the very trail end of the breath, and the turnaround, and the entire breath the other way. Letting attention be more and more delighted in, intimate with this breathing body, becoming enraptured. Feeling the breathing body. And then after a long exhale, moving to the second step, short breaths. And we can interpret this as understanding that the breath, when unforced, and once energy is moving in the body, the breath can be quite short because the belly is relaxing, the chest is relaxing, and really the effort throughout the body is relaxing. So letting go of the effort of making a long breath. And at the bottom of a breath, just relax very deeply through the belly and chest, if that feels good, and let the breath come in on its own. And then don't pull on the in-breath, but let it breathe just as much as it wants to, and then out as it wants to. And the message mostly can be to let stillness deepen through the body. And the more still the whole body gets, the more relaxed the breathing will get. And you may find yourself in a lovely short breath rhythm. And so feeling that. If there's an impulse to take a deeper breath, you can just follow that. Or you can relax through it and let the short, natural breaths continue. Notice that concentration can deepen here as stillness deepens. Often after several short breaths, you'll settle into a rhythm of a relaxed, natural breath that feels good without pulling on a large inhale or pushing the exhale. Let attention be really stable with the breath if it can. Each breath and the little turnaround. And then we add in step three, maintaining some attention on the breath. We bring part of our attention back to the posture, to the sense of the whole body. And so the third step of Anapanasati is to breathe aware of the whole body. So if you bring back in the sense of whatever posture the body is in. You can mix the sense of mindfulness of breathing with the sense of mindfulness of the whole posture. And together, you can start to have a sense that the whole body is participating in the breathing. Mixing awareness of breathing with awareness of the whole body. And you may be able to feel the soft wave of the breath through the arms and legs, through the back of the body, sometimes through the dome of the head, through the pelvic floor, all the way along the column of the body. And then the fourth step, to just relax the whole body. You can do this as a washing down from the crown of the head, or just give the intention to relax to the whole body all at once. And letting the face soften, neck and shoulders, arms and hands, ribs and belly, pelvis, legs, and feet, relaxing, receiving the breath, maintaining the sense of the whole body breathing. And this is our foundational practice of breathing. And continue like this for a bit. So you can continue with this foundational mindfulness of breathing with the whole body. Or you can play with a few additional suggestions, working with lengths of the inhale and exhale. The general principle here is to work toward lengthening the exhale and then adding in holding the breath first at the top and then the bottom and lengthening those holds. So I'll suggest a sequence toward that. Participate in as much or as little of this as you like. We begin again with lengthening the inhale a little bit. Inhaling for a count of maybe 4 or 5, counting for yourself in your own rhythm. I count up from 0 up to maybe 5 on the inhale. Pause for a moment at the top of the inhale, and then count down from the same number back down to 0. So you begin with the inhale and exhale, the same length. And make it not too long. You're not going for a super deep inhale, but a regular, maybe relaxed, medium length inhale. Count the length, and then exhale the same count down. This is a version of Samavritti Pranayama, equal turning breath. Now we'll do the same count in, but breathing out, you'll lengthen the count, maybe a couple counts, or maybe all the way to double. So if you breathe in 4, you might breathe out 6 or 8. You breathe in 5, breathe out 7 or 8 or 10. Don't do it to the point of strain. You want to stay within the window of comfort and pleasure. Medium inhale, longer exhale. Just notice how your energy shifts as you breathe this way. Keep relaxing the whole body, feeling the whole body as you breathe. Finding a count that works for you. Maybe you've gotten to the exhale being twice as long as the inhale. And now, at the end of the inhale, we'll hold the breath for the same count as the inhale. So if you inhaled for 5, hold for 5, if that feels comfortable, and then exhale for 10. So for tonight, we'll continue just with this ratio. If you want for yourself, you can lengthen the hold at the top of the breath as much as you like. Traditionally, you might go up to 4 times the length of the inhale. And I'll suggest one other slight addition, the last new suggestion. At the bottom of the exhale, after the long exhale, just wait. And wait for the impulse to breathe in and let the breath come in by itself. And here, as you're waiting for the inhale, there can be a deep invitation to stillness. Even the breath is stilled and empty. And you can just wait there for a moment without strain, without pushing it. And when the breath is ready to come in, let it come in by itself and then continue the count. Inhaling, holding, and a long exhale, and then wait. So for the last part of our sitting, we'll sit in silence together. You can continue to explore this pranayama or return to the foundational full body breath or any anchor practice that's good for you. Close the space of our formal sitting with the homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Three times. If you know this chant and you're in a space where you can make sound, feel free to bring the hands into Anjali if that's part of your practice, and chant along. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.